God. Okay, you can be seated. I'm thankful to God for life. I only have one life. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me after leading prayer at the White House several years ago, back in the 90s, and he said, I want you to mobilize 1,000 churches to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And, you know, I've never been able to get 1,000 churches. But I'm not going to quit until I do. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit just reminded me again the first part of this year about my commitment to call people to pray, and he said to me, he spoke 1,000 points of light. He said, I want you to gather 1,000 points of light across America, people who will pray and seek my face. And so I'm doing that with all of my vigor and vim. That would be Texas talk, wouldn't it? All my vigor and my vim. And I've been quite encouraged by all of the churches in America, across America, that's joining me. I'm talking about Church of Christ. I'm talking about Lutheran churches. I'm talking about Episcopalian churches, lots of Baptist churches. All different kinds of churches are joining me in prayer because I believe that people realize and recognize that prayer is our only hope. And so I started out with just a few, but the Holy Spirit reminded me not to despise the day of small things, small beginnings. I believe that's an encouraging word for somebody because you got to start somewhere and you must not give up or give in or give out or become weary in well doing. The Bible tells us not to despise the day of small things. I was, I put out a daily blog, all except on Sunday morning, I put out a blog, and most all of my blogs are just telling stories. It's happened to me over the years, things that's happened to me, because I love storytelling, and Jesus, he was a great storyteller. And a couple of days ago, I shared about doing play-by-play. I used to be a play-by-play sportscaster, football, basketball, baseball, high school. Football, basketball, baseball. And I recall the time that I did play-by-play for a high school team in the middle of nowhere in a little place called Binger, Oklahoma. And the population, I think, was about 500. And I don't know how many they had in their high school, probably 50 or 60. But they had a great baseball team. And there was a young man on the baseball team, who was exceptional, even though it was a little bitty town, a little bitty high school, and they were playing their baseball games in a cow. It was literally a cow pasture. And the reason I was over there doing their baseball games was because one of the fathers owned a propane company. He was a wealthy businessman. He said, I'll just pay. You just come over and do the play-by-play baseball games for us and basketball, because they had no football. And he said, I'll just pay for it. And his name was Ted Bench, and he had a son named Johnny Bench. And today, Johnny Bench, if there's any baseball fans here tonight, Johnny Bench is the greatest catcher in the history of baseball, maybe one of the greatest baseball players in the history of baseball. And I was the first man to ever interview Johnny Bench. Gene and I called him over to our little table, I'll never forget, and said, I want to interview you after the game. He had a wonderful game. He could hit the baseball a mile. And I just interviewed him, outstanding young man, and I just interviewed him there in the cow pasture. And now I look, and he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. His name is mentioned everywhere when you talk about Major League Baseball and the Cincinnati Reds. You talk about Johnny Bench. But he did not get there automatically. He did not get to the Baseball Hall of Fame. He started out in a little cow pasture. But he was faithful to practice. He kept hitting the ball, practicing. And I'm sure he could have quit thinking, this is just a small program, just a few players. You know, you got to have nine. They probably had 11 guys on their team, maybe. But he was an exceptional young man because he was not willing to quit. He did not despise the day of small things. And today, of course, he's recognized around the world in baseball. When you talk about a catcher, you think about Johnny Bench. But he started out in a cow pasture. So I don't know where you're at tonight, but the Holy Spirit has just encouraged me to encourage you not to despise the day of small things, not to despise the day of small beginnings, because if you refuse to quit, if you'll listen and follow instructions and don't quit, you're going to make it. And if you will be faithful, if you will be faithful over the small things, then God will make you ruler or a captain over many things. And sometimes it may appear that you are not making any progress. But as long as you're faithful and as long as you're consistent, God keeps a record. His eyes upon you tonight. And my father taught me an invaluable lesson. You've heard me talk about my dad when I was in the seventh grade, reopening this little Assembly of God church, cutting down the Johnson grass and cutting off the padlock. And for 6 months, we had service with me, my mom and dad, brother and sister Broach and sister Jewel on Sunday morning, Sunday night, me, my mom and dad, sister Broach, sister Jewel. If it had been me, I would have felt like quitting, but my dad wouldn't quit. He'd just go over to the church and pray every day, and he would preach like there was a house full. We had Wednesday night service. Me, my mom and dad, brother and sister Broach, and sister Jewel. And that went on for 6 months until finally something clicked. Something happened. And the church moved into a new dimension. People started coming, seemingly out of nowhere. The church began to grow because my dad did not despise the day of small beginnings. He could have said, this is useless. This is fruitless. What are we doing? At least he could have cut back the Wednesday night service, or maybe the Sunday night service. But he just kept going, just like he believed that something was going to happen. So I declare tonight that God is a God that rewards faithfulness. That if you'll be faithful to whatever God has assigned you to do and not despise the day of small things or small beginnings, God will bless you. And so I'm just keeping on, keeping on. And the Lord put in my heart to mobilize 1 million people. I'm several hundred thousand away. In fact, I've got almost 2,600 people now that are praying with me. And many of you are praying with me. And so what am I going to do? I'm just going to keep on. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep praying and keep going. My pastor, Bob Nichols, is a prime example of how you keep going. And he set a good path for us to run on. We just keep going. We just keep going. And there's something about momentum that is very, very important, church. We just start and we don't stop. Hallelujah. We just start and we don't stop. We just keep going because God is a rewarder of those that are faithful and those that are diligent. And if you ever stop, you still have an opportunity to restart. Huh? Hallelujah. And somebody, you know, sometimes people say, well, why do you talk about the past a lot? Because you'll never understand your future if you do not understand your past. And I have to refer to what God has done for me in the past in order to encourage me. And sometimes Gene says, well, Dale, why don't you just get up and start prophesying? I said, well, I have to encourage myself first. I have to encourage myself. And I relate some stories. I relate some things that God has done. And as I relate those things that God has done, I get encouraged. And so we must understand where we've came from, what God has done for us, and how he's brought us through difficult days and storms and floods and rivers and tornadoes and fires. And we talk about those days of what God has done in order to understand where we're going. Because we know that if God, hallelujah, if God has brought us this far and not let us down or not let us drown, if he's brought us this far, the God that is, hallelujah, the God that has brought us this far is the God that's going to take us a little farther. So I don't know if I have got enough energy to go all the way. Well, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go a little farther. So how about going a little farther? He said, I don't know if I'm for sure if I can come and pray with you on Tuesday night. We'll come tomorrow night and we'll see about Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Let's go a little farther. Praise God. And so why am I doing this? Because our nation needs prayer. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing it? Because it takes a lot of energy, lots of time. Sometimes I'll be up late at night putting out my prayer, my blog. Or why am I doing it? Because I know that I have the opportunity to make a difference. I believe that every one of us in our lifetime has opportunities to make a difference. And I know this, ladies and gentlemen, I know the power of prayer. I know the power of prayer. Come here, Michael. This is my friend Michael Briggs. I just got here, returned Thursday from Lake Worth. You know where Lake Worth is?
Yes, sir.
Michael's father is Pastor Tom Peters, associate pastor David Briggs. In fact, he's been the associate pastor since 1986. That's 26 years he's been the associate pastor. He's been willing to serve second all these years. And Michael's father is and mother's great couple, great friends of Gene and I. In fact, they're in Africa right now doing the stuff. So Michael was raised in church, and one night you had an accident, right? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Oh, I was the greatest hypocrite in the world. Played drums in church on Sunday, and the next day I was out at the bar. And this night I'd out to dinner and had a 3-drink rule. I broke that rule. It was stunt riding on a motorcycle that I've been doing for 8 years and real good at it. And this night I did it with alcohol in my system, no helmet, and on the road. And I landed straight on my head. About 25, 30 miles an hour. On scene, not breathing. They couldn't get me to breathe. Number 7 coma. And so they called the helicopter and flew me to the hospital. And the sheriff found my phone and put it back together and found my dad's number. Had he not found my dad's phone, I'd be burning in hell today. And I know it. But thank God for the power of prayer. Because they were praying. And from the night of the accident, I was in a coma for 10 days. So going to Christmas Day with my first physical response coming out of coma. Had they not been praying. I walked out of that hospital. I was completely paralyzed, the whole left side of my body. They threw in the garbage about a silver dollar size of my brain that tore in the accident. The first 3 nights it wouldn't touch me because the pressure in my skull was 40 pounds. And they say only 4 to 5 pounds to save the brain. But prayer. And Brother Dale, praying and prophesying daily, Micah, wake up. Michael, wake up. And I'm here today because of the grace of God. People praying gave God permission to prove his word true. Had they not been praying, I'm just the fruit of y'all's prayers. I know y'all were praying too. I thank God daily. There's power in prayer. I don't care what anybody says. If I can be here 100% restored, physically and spiritually, then God can do anything through prayer. It truly can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember the night of the accident, sometime in the morning, I got the word, and they said, Michael can't live. He just can't live. But we begin to pray. Hallelujah. And God. But God. And so every day I would say, Michael, you wake up. You wake up and you get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he did. He did. And tonight he's serving God. It's just somewhere around his birthday time. Happy birthday, Michael. You're still alive and well. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with me. In the name of Jesus, a miracle-working God. And I say to Janet Nichols, Janet, wake up and get up. In the name of Jesus, I command you, Janet, to wake up and get up. Get up, put on the blue dress. Somebody help me pray tonight. Wake up, get up, put on the blue dress. Go serve your generation. Eram mandora brikida batola brikada mandora brikada mandora brete. Hallelujah. Get up, Janet. Wake up, Janet. Put on the blue dress and serve your generation. We pray for Janet Nichols tonight. Ne brikita labra ola mandora bri ida mandora bri ida mandora bri ete. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe God. I don't just believe in miracles. I depend on miracles. Hallelujah. 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 But God. The doctor said Michael Briggs can't live, but God, but God, but God, but God, but God. I think we ought to get on our feet and pray a while. In the name of Jesus. You know, tonight, I don't know. Why don't we just come? Let's pray a while. Come together. I don't know. Get down here. I want to say something to you. Come on down. Let me have a little musical help here tonight. Kebri ki shelebri mandoro uto siketebe ete. You never know when we come into a place like this what people are going through. You never know what's happening in their lives. I mean, 3 or 4 Wednesday nights ago, a woman came up to me after the service here at Calvary Cathedral and said, my son committed suicide this past week. There she was in the service. Her son had committed suicide the past week, and I prayed with her. And I was thinking in my heart, we never know what people are going through. I mean, people could just be standing around us. Maybe they're going through bankruptcy, or maybe they're going through marriage difficulties, or maybe there's a son or daughter away. Maybe there's been a death in their family that we don't even know about. And so when we come into the house of God, it's no small matter. It's not like, well, we're gonna measure the success of the service on how many people showed up or not, or how many's here, or the atmosphere. No. We're doing kingdom business. We're doing kingdom business. You never know who's on the verge of taking their own life. So we pray tonight. We pray tonight, only for ourselves, but we pray for those that are here tonight. We pray the will of God. We pray the Holy Spirit would reach out and minister to somebody tonight. And why did I share the word of the Lord, small beginnings? Because that was just in my spirit. There's some people just feeling like you're not making any progress. And the devil would try to point his finger at you and say, you're not making no progress. Nothing significant is happening, and it won't happen. But we, even though we may be playing ball out in the cow pasture, we're going to keep swinging. We're going to keep throwing. And we're going to keep showing up. Hallelujah. Because I believe that God desires to bring us into great significance tonight. But I just believe tonight that God is at work, and there are people here that need God. They need an answer to prayer. They need something from God. And I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're going through. But there is a God tonight. And we're just going to pray. We're going to reach out to Him. Hallelujah. Lifting up holy hands to a holy God. Let's pray tonight. Can we do it? In the name of Jesus. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God, the same God that healed Michael Briggs and brought him back from the dead is the same God that is at work here tonight. And I don't know what's going on in people's lives, but Lord, we reach out to you tonight. We reach out to you tonight and know, God, that you are at work in us. And you have not forgotten us, and you know our name. And we pray on this Sunday night, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We need you, God. Somebody needs to cry out to God tonight and just say, God, I need you tonight. We need you, God. It may be in your finances you need God. Maybe in your marriage you need God. Maybe in your health you need God. Maybe in your emotions you need God. God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. Listen to me tonight. God has not left you. He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. I've got a spiritual son and daughter. She lost her job not too long ago and her health benefits. And then there was discovered that she had a brain tumor and it was malignant. And they went to a representative at Baylor Hospital in Dallas and shared their story. And the representative said, I have approval that even though you have no health insurance, that everything that is done here to you at Baylor is going to be done free of charge. I talked with them this past week. Currently, their charges are $360,000, but they don't owe a dime. And they said, whatever the cost is, we're gonna cover the cost. You said, well, that just automatically happened. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, they've been faithful to serve God. I mean, when Gene and I had our offices here in Fort Worth, she would drive all the way from Rockwall to Fort Worth to work for nothing. To work for nothing. You say, I just want to come and serve you. I'm telling you, God's keeping a record tonight. God's keeping a record tonight. Hallelujah. 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 There is a young lady that when we started the prayer network, she said, I'll post your prayers. I'll work every night. I'll work for nothing. And I believe it's good when we can pay people. She said, no, I just volunteer. And they were just barely getting by financially. Just barely, barely getting by, her and her husband. But she went he's a veteran, and went to the VA hospital for a checkup just a few weeks ago and found out that he was legally dead. They said, you're dead. 13 years ago, he got out of the military. He said, no, I'm not dead. I'm very alive. And they said, well, you're supposed to have been getting benefits for 13 years. Benefits out of the military. So what we're going to do is we're going to pay you 13 years back pay. 13 years. Hallelujah. You may be sitting on the pew and thinking, well, am I making any progress? I mean, I'm doing what I can, and I'm coming to church. I'm telling you, you're making progress. Hallelujah. Because the Veterans Administration may recognize you one day, or Baylor Hospital may recognize you one day, or who knows? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got an addendum to that, Michael? $1.5 million, your hospital bill. That's no small things. And they paid all except $4,000. Hallelujah. Now, Glenn, you might say, where did that come from? He wasn't faithful. Yeah, but his mom and dad was. Huh? Hallelujah. And God's going to reward your seed. He's a generational God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost now. You got to know that you're making a difference. Hallelujah. Making a difference. So I'm going to come pray with you tomorrow night, but I'm just one. No. No, you got to realize just one person could make a difference. 1.5 million, that's quite a story. 1.5 million, 360,000. It makes no difference. God is a good God. He's at work, and He keeps a record. So do not declare that the things that you're doing are too small, are too insignificant. God is at work tonight, and He has not forgotten your labor of love. He has not disregarded your labor of love tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray a while. He's a good God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. We will remember our God. We will remember the faithfulness of our God tonight. Hallelujah. And we will encourage ourselves to know that God is for us. And if God be for us tonight, who can be against us? Kimanda, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, encourage yourself in the Lord tonight. I remember my God tonight. I remember my God. He knows my name. He knows who I am. He has not forgotten me. I will not despise the day of small things, the small beginnings. For God keeps a record. He has a book of remembrance. Thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibashikara baturi bri mina mandora briketa batola briana mandora briketa mandora brieta. Hallelujah. Kibashikara batala briana manda. I will trust you, God, with all of my heart. I will trust you, God, with all of my heart. I will not lean to my own understanding. All of my ways I will acknowledge you, God. I acknowledge you. Somebody needs to acknowledge God with me tonight. Listen to me tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. You cannot allow the world to cave in on you. Huh? You cannot allow anything to stop your momentum. Gene and I pastoring our first church in Holladay, Texas. It was no holiday, but we were there, faithful. 25 the first Sunday, 2 years later, 27. Hallelujah. And it appeared nothing was happening, so I said, we had a bunch of young people, about half of the 25 were teenagers, 12 or 13 teenagers, and amazingly, most all of them could sing. There's a country singer named Larry Gatlin and his brothers, the Gatlin brothers, and his relatives were, Larry Gatlin's relatives were in the church. And his sister, his aunt, and his uncle were in the church, and had some kids. And so I just said, hey, we're going to have to do something now. We just can't. Why sit here till we die? So we changed our Wednesday night service to Thursday night, and we bought a bus. And every Wednesday night, I would take those kids on the road. And I would let them preach and sing, not prophesy, because we didn't prophesy in those days in the Assemblies of God. So they would sing, and they would preach, and the glory of God would come every Wednesday night. And revival began to break forth. But I just declared, I'm not sitting here till we die. Hallelujah. And there are opportunities here at Calvary Cathedral that you get involved in. Amen? That will move your life forward, push your life forward. And you can make a difference. Because Satan would try to bring you into a place of ultimate confusion about your life, why you're here, why was I ever born, huh? Stupid stuff. Nobody loves me. I don't love myself. My mama doesn't love me. My sister doesn't love me. My brother doesn't love me. The mayor doesn't love me. Huh? Come on now. Come on now. We're here. We're here. Could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are, and we are making a difference. And ultimately, let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimately, when it comes down to the final say-so, what I want to hear him say is, well done, good and faithful, sir. Amen? Because there is a hereafter. I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful, sir. Come on in. Hallelujah. It's called the hope that makes not ashamed. So we got to realize we're here tonight, and God is at work in our life. Hallelujah. And don't compare yourself with yourself. Compare yourself with other people. Just say, no, I'm here to make a difference. I'm going to do the will of God. So what's the bottom line? I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to do the will of God. Hallelujah. I want to say a prayer for this man here. Just come right up here. This guy in the brown jacket. I want to pray for you, man of God. In Jesus' name. I declare there's no confusion about the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life, that the hand of God is upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future. In the name of Jesus. And I declare the anointing still resides. That makes no difference what you've gone through, what has happened, what's transpired, what's taken place. God is still at work, and the anointings and giftings and call of God is still on your life. I stir up the gift of God by the laying on of my hands. Hallelujah. I declare over you, young man, you're going to preach to God with great fire, great anointing, the anointing of the evangelist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rama rut to seek a day. Hallelujah. To stir up your generation to seek the face of God. There is a generation that is seeking God. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that you're to call that generation to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. To seek the Lord. Lay hands on you. Stir that up. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lay hands on yourself and say, God, I'll stir myself up to take hold of you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the will of God. We're going to do the will of God. We're going to serve God. Hallelujah. I will not despise the day of small things. I will not despise what may appear to man to be insignificant. I was chosen for this particular time in Jesus' name. Come here, young man. Let me pray for you right here. What's your first name? Huh? Russell, mighty man of God, mighty man of great faith. Great faith. You're going to be a man of great faith that calls your generation to believe God for extraordinary things. Hallelujah. A young man that will call your generation to believe God for extraordinary things. Hallelujah. For extraordinary things. Glory to God. There's a shift taking place right now in the body of Christ. Let me tell you what the shift is. People coming out of obscurity to do great things for God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about no names. I don't want to sound disrespectful tonight, but I'm here to announce that the day of the gospel superstar is over. It's over. People trying to build their own, and I'm not casting aspersions on anybody tonight. I'm just talking about people out to build their own kingdom, out to promote their own name. Those days are coming to a close, over. But there is people coming out, young people, retired people, coming out of insignificance, coming out of obscurity to do great exploits for God. People whose hearts burn for God, burn for God. Hallelujah. 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 In the year King Uzziah died, that was a year of trouble, according to Bible history. The prophet said, I saw the Lord. We would see Jesus. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over this lady has the gold around her. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, out of all of the challenges that's going on around you, there is a God that's arising. He's coming to the forefront like cream rising to the top. God is coming to the top of all of the situations surrounding your life and your circumstances. Hallelujah. 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 Like cream rising to the top tonight. He said, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. Can we see him tonight? I just sense tonight that God has come on a Sunday night to encourage his people. Somebody needs to receive encouragement from God tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Momentum. Momentum. Kutebeshe bataramando riki bishiku arabro kimete sukur bikitarebishikerebeket. Hallelujah. 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 My pastor says when you keep looking down, everything looks down. But if you just look up, everything starts looking up. Why don't we sing that song, PS40? Y'all gonna be here tomorrow night to help me? Churches across America are gonna gather tomorrow night. Hallelujah. People will gather in their homes. There'll be individuals, people all across America, right here from Calvary Cathedral, the church that prays 24/7. Huh? From Fort Worth, Texas, the revival capital of the world. Hallelujah. And people will be praying and seeking God because we must seek the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe tonight that we need to get our heads up. You got to get your head up tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Hands up, head up. Let's just sing that song. I saw the Lord. Somebody's going to get up tonight because I'm commanding you to get up. It's not over till it's over, and it's not over. Get your head up. Get your head up. Hallelujah. We're here on assignment. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to do the will of God. Somebody needs to say, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to do the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jan, let me just pray for you. Come here. Just get on the first step right there. Just right there. I was ministering Sand Springs, Oklahoma, several months back, and she said, you know, my husband and I, we're going to move to Fort Worth. Is there a church? I said, absolutely, there's a church. So her and her husband have moved here now. And Jan's father was the state youth president when I was a teenager. T.A. McDonough, the state, as we would say in those days, Christ Ambassador's president, or state youth president, and I'd go to youth camp, he made such an impact on my life, and so welcome to the church here. I'm glad that you found your home right here. Father, we pray for Jan and her husband. We pray the will of God, a PK, a preacher's kid. I bless her. I know there's going to be wonderful days for her and her husband here at Calvary Cathedral. So thankful you brought them here. And I pray, Lord, for transitions. Transitions are not easy, but sometimes necessary. And I pray for a successful transition. I bless her and her husband now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Significant season. I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's bringing to a significant season. In the name of Jesus. Welcome to the revival capital of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. I'm going to go. I want you to say, I'm going to go a little farther. Do you really mean it? I'm going to go a little farther. Now, in closing tonight, we're going to pray for our nation. The Holy Ghost spoke to me in the 90s and said, I want you to pray until there's a major revival in every major city. I believe that every major community, every major neighborhood, every major campus, we got to pray. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. And so we were praying this past week at Trinity Church in Lake Worth, Florida. Pastor Tom Peters, who's great friends with my pastor, both longtime friends. In fact, Tom Peters introduced me to Pastor Bob Nichols years ago on our way to Haiti. I've had a wonderful time, and I believe tomorrow night, Tuesday night, would you please come and just pray and help us pray tomorrow night for our nation. And 7 o'clock Central Time. Be wonderful. Other churches will join. Let's pray for America. Father, we're at the most crucial point, I believe, in the history of our nation. I believe we are in a national, the Holy Ghost spoke to me several days ago, said this election will be a national referendum on whether we're going to be a Christian nation or we're going to be an Islam nation. And Islam is spreading across America in every nook and cranny. National referendum, we're going to be a Christian nation. You know, America had small beginnings. I stood at Georgetown where the pilgrims first landed not long ago. They're on Cape Cod. And then I went to Plymouth Rock where they officially got off the boat. Just a few. But the days were small for America, but we were birthed on a good foundation. A love for Jesus and a love for his word. For over 100 years, the only textbook in our schools was the Bible. And after that, they added McGuffey's Reader. Am I right, Sue? They added McGuffey's Reader. If you can read that, I'm telling you, it's stirring. And the church was the school. Church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love Christian schools. I love this school. I started 2 Christian schools. So we got to pray. We got to pray that America will turn back to God. We must turn back to God. Hallelujah. So we got to pray for this election. We got to pray for America. Only God can save us now. Would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for revival in America. We pray for another spiritual awakening. Would you come and awaken the church? Would you come and awaken the church? May the leaders weep between the porch and the altar and say, God, spare us. Spare our nation. We started out small, but we had it right. And now there are forces of darkness that are trying to infiltrate and overtake and overrun. But we declare, not in our lifetime, not in my lifetime. Not in my lifetime. We declare another spiritual awakening in this nation, in this land, oh God. And Lord, we know that we are a church that prays, and we are calling for other churches to pray with us and to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Kibroshekara mando. Brandere briota. Lord, would you give Dale Gentry 1 million people to pray with him? And of course, he's a part of this church. So I'm thankful the Power Tower and this church is partnering with us. It's all under this umbrella. Hallelujah. Bless Steve and his faithfulness, God. Steve Arbo and the Power Tower. Hallelujah. And Lord, we've been praying now for a long time. We declare that our prayers are not in vain. Our head is lifted up and our hands are lifted up as we intercede, as we stand in the gap for another spiritual awakening in America. In the name of Jesus, we pray that righteousness. You say, who are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for righteousness. Amen. I'm going to vote for a man that stands against homosexuality and against same-sex marriage and stands against abortion. I'm going to vote for righteousness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for the presidential election and the senatorial races and the congressional races. Let God in the local, even the local school board races, I pray in Jesus' name that righteousness will prevail in America and that we will stand in the gap and we'll make a difference. And I will stand in the gap. So I'm going to stand in the gap, make a difference. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. And Father, we pray for the prayer services that will be sent by live streaming out of this auditorium tomorrow night at 7 and Tuesday night at 7. We pray that you will anoint these services anoint me and the praise and worship team. Anoint people that's going to come, and we're going to intercede. Our voices are going to be heard. Hallelujah. We're going to be prayer leaders tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Churches and individuals and groups across America. In Jesus' name. We're called to make a difference corporately. We're called to make a difference individually, and we will, we shall. Hallelujah. We will not despise any days of insignificance or small things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Hanley. Come here, I am Hanley. What is your name?
My name is
Matthew,
sir.
Matthew, you're going to be a prayer leader one of these days. I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to be a national prayer leader. Matthew, in Jesus' name, I lay hands on you. Lord, take of the anointing to lead prayer that is upon me and put it upon this young man. To lead prayer, to call his generation to pray, and to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with me. Somebody give a shout tonight. Would you do that? Hallelujah. Before you go, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into Breakout Prayer Network. If you want to take a seat, make your check to Calvary Cathedral. They'll give us one. Yes, I'd just like to sow into the prayer ministry. When you get your offering ready, I just want to bless you. Hallelujah.